Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are here today. It is Tuesday, March 28th, and we are just blessed, so blessed to be here. I want to say good morning to everyone this morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance. We'll start off with praying and giving God glory and thanking Him for this wonderful, wonderful day. This is Sister Mary here, and so glad to be among the saints and together again on one accord in His name, praising and worshiping Him and giving Him glory and thanking Him for another day, thanking Him for raising us up this morning and just waking up and finding everything okay and all right and closing our right mind and having our limbs to just work as they ought to. So we just honor God and thank Him for His divine favor this morning. We praise You, Lord. We give You glory, Lord God. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord God, for all Your goodness, Your mercy, Lord God. God, we just couldn't do without You, Lord Jesus, to wake up and wake up with such joy and praise and prayer on our hearts, oh Lord God, to honor You, Lord God, this wonderful, beautiful day, Lord God. Yet many of us don't see the sunlight shining right now, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, You've given us a new day, Lord God. You say, Lord God, this is the day that You have made, Lord God. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God, and this day we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. God, as we come to begin a new season, oh Lord God, we can see the things changing, Lord God, even the weather changing, the elements, oh Lord God, changing, oh Lord God, and the change of time, Father God. We just thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. We know, God, that You're protector of all things, oh Lord God. Lord God, that nothing is done, Lord God, that You do not see, Lord God, that You do not know about, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. But we thank You, God, that we have great favor in You, Lord Jesus, that we can honor You, Lord Jesus, that we can rise and make our first sound that comes out of our mouth, oh Lord God, and that's in our heart, Lord God, to praise You and to worship You and to just say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God, for bringing us to a new day, Lord God. Thank You, God, because in this new day, Lord God, we will see things and hear things, oh God, some so not kindly, Lord God, some things that's happening around the world, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, we as a people will call, Lord God, by Your name, Lord God, to worship You, Lord, to praise You, Lord God, to remember You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and together, Lord God, wherever we may be, Lord God, whether there's two or three, Lord God, knowing that You're in the midst of it, Lord God, and even knowing, Lord God, as some of us live in single homes, oh God. We come, Lord God, just to give You glory and to thank You, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that You hear us, Lord God, that You're near us, oh God. So, God, we honor You, Lord God. We thank You for Your divine favor this morning. We thank You, Lord God, for hearts, oh Lord God, that have called in, Lord God, ears that will hear, Lord God, the things, oh Lord God, they want to say to the Lord or being said to the Lord, oh God. God, we just thank You, Father God. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We bless Your name, God. We honor You, Lord God. We glorify You, Lord God. We wake up with a glorious heart, Lord God, awakening full, Lord God, so that we, Lord God, can go out and see Your wondrous work, oh Lord God. Things that, Lord God, that only You could create, Lord God. We don't have to attend to the trees or the grass growing or turning green, Lord God. But Lord God, that is You come. That is You, Lord God, that lets us know, Lord God, that there is a wonder of works, oh Lord God. When we see, Lord Jesus, the sky blues, oh Lord God, whether it's the clouds, oh Lord God, that are changing, Father God. We can know, Lord God, that that's your hand, Lord God, at work, Father God. So, God, we glorify you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We just come, Lord God, just to give you glory, Lord God, and to just to hear a word from you, Lord God. God, to talk to you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, to have a praise in our heart to praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Before we can just even ask you for anything, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you did the very best, oh Lord God, to let us see, Lord God, a new day, Lord God, and let us even wake up, Lord God, finding things that's happening all around us, oh God, but finding, Lord God, that there's life, Lord God, there's hope, Lord God, there's promises, oh Lord God, there's healing, Lord God, and there's deliverance, oh Lord God, and there's salvation, Lord God, in you, Lord God, in you, Father God. So God, we give you glory, Father. We praise your name, Lord God, this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for this waking moment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we just glorify you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to put your to have a hand, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God, that we encounter today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We praying, Lord God, for those that are in mourning, Lord God, right now, Lord God, in great fear and just great their needs to comfort, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We think about people that are just not miles away from us, oh Lord God, where destructions have happened in schools, oh God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you cover these people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, they got to go beyond, Lord God, what they have seen and what they have heard, Lord God, and what's before them, Father God. So God, we pray, Lord God, as prayer warriors, as intercessors, oh Lord God, getting up this morning, honoring you, Lord God, that you'll be with these families, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that was in Nashville, that at this private school that someone entered in and just had destruction on their minds, oh God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to be with those kids, oh God, those adults, oh Lord God. Help the administrators and, Lord God, those that are in the front runners, first runners, oh Lord God, with the medical personnel, policemen, law enforcement, God, whatever, Lord God, we just pray over them right now, Lord God. We stand, Lord God, Lord Jesus, on one accord, Lord God, praying, Lord God, for, Lord God, that city right now, the school right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, it reminds us and gives us, Lord God, the desire and the wisdom, oh Lord God, the heart to pray for those schools that's around us, oh God, praying for, Lord God, our district, Lord God, and not just our district, oh Lord God, but school districts everywhere, Lord God, school campuses everywhere, Lord God, where they know the enemy know, Lord God, the evil man, a evil-minded person know, Lord God, if there will be a gathering of people, God. God, we just pray, Lord God, for over these areas right now, Lord God. We just touch and agree, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you, God, cover, Lord God, protect, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty works, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we are praying, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God. Forgive us, oh Lord God, if we don't mention it every morning, Lord God. Forgive us if we don't just call out, you know, our nation, Lord God, praying over our leaders, oh Lord God. God, we cast those cares over to you, Lord God. For you know, Lord God, you care for us, oh God. So God, we just pray, we uplift that our nations, our schools, oh God, our workplace, oh Lord God, our marketplaces, oh God, our communities, oh Lord God. We lift them up, Lord God, to you, God. And we ask you for your covering and for your protection, Lord God. God, we give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. Praise you and bless your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you would do, Lord God, on this prayer line this day, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come, Lord God, as one, Lord God. You can unmute your phones and just begin to give God some praise and thank him for wondrous work that he would do even today in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord. We say, glory, hallelujah, praises be unto you, Lord Jesus, today, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can cry out and pray, Lord God, with the other saints, oh Lord God, from the east, from the west, north, and south, oh Lord God. Oh, God, hear us, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. We glorify your name. We bless your name. We give you
hallelujah.
And I'm
Lord today for the
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Great and worthy are you that you would do, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus.
And thank you right now, Lord, for giving us, hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
You've given us, oh Lord,
hallelujah, that we are more than
our weapons, oh Lord God. You said the weapons of our warfare are not honor, but they're mighty.
To
God, to pull it down
the
stronghold,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, we cast the enemy and all his under our feet right now in the name of Jesus. The intention of the enemy, the mind, we turn around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Any intention, oh God, that they may have, Lord God, of destruction, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for your divine favor, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
we pray
you,
your mercy, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord,
we
for your
pray your mercy, Lord God. Your mercy come down, Father God.
Thank you, right
in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
In the
body
of Christ,
Jesus.
God, we come together on one accord this morning, Lord
hallelujah.
God. Giving you thanks, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every order, every rebellion, self. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's lining up with your word this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, from our circulatory system, our respiratory system, our endocrine system. Hallelujah. Urinary system. Hallelujah. Our respiratory system, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our immune system. We thank you right now, God.
Hallelujah.
Every organ is lining up with your word. Our heart, our liver, our lungs, our spleen. Father, in the name of Jesus, our kidneys, Father. In Jesus' name, we are healed. We are whole. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From the crown of our head.
Bless
the soles of my feet in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
thank you right
God.
Now, God, for your holy spirit, Father. Thank you, Father, that the anointing will anoint out of the Lord every soul of bondage in the name of Jesus.
Bring the
Lord, we thank you right now, God. In the
name
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Be done. In Jesus' name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord,
point to my God.
Lord,
in our hearts. There is thank you, Lord, today that we struggle, Lord God, but we start today,
Thank you, Lord, for coming around in this nation, oh God.
Prayer 24/7, And we can say, you know, well, I can't say this much when prayer. Oh, just open the Word of God. Just open His Word, and we'll see that His Word speaks prayer. Sometimes we can just turn to the book of Psalms 23, prayer. Those prayers that we even know of, that we don't even have to open the Bible, we just pray them. But we know that we are called to pray and to pray for our nations. So this this morning, I would just like to give a short word on Jesus as we're coming up. On Holy Week, one of the most sacred moments of the year. I mean, we come to the Christmas and but we come to Jesus, His resurrection Sunday. And before that, well, we are like in preparation. Holy Week is actually next week, but I have studied and the words of Jesus and His walk, even from birth and back to Nazareth and His walk to Jerusalem, where He knew that He would be slain. So I was going to just share in on Jesus, and as we remember the Holy Week, many of us set aside some time to do things special. I know one of the things I've always done since I was a little girl, watched and prayed and to see what will happen this week. They call it Holy Week, and I want to see. I was almost like I wanted to see the triumphant from the third day to Sunday. How did it happen on the Good Friday, and just enthused about that. And I've had some experience even as a child, because I guess I questioned it. So when I was a child, I wanted to see the difference. I was a little girl, but I was trying to count from Friday to Sunday morning, and I couldn't find the 3 days in there. I said, what is it, Lord? I couldn't find the 3 days. But I knew that week was somehow special. I knew that God was doing something throughout that whole week, and Jesus was in mourning for us, for a nation, for the world, because God had given it to the Son. So one of my experience was when Good Friday did come, I was a little girl, and I remember it raining. I remember there was hailstorm, and then it was just so, I can't vaguely remember the snow, but it was all in one. I said, is this it, Lord? Is this it, Lord? But as I got older, well, I remember to observe the whole week, and some of the churches celebrate something called like a Monday Thursday, where they really gather together and they have the Holy Communion, and then of course there's Good Friday where we celebrate so much of the triumphant time. We celebrate, having services, because it's called the last seven spoken words of Jesus. But what I want to focus on is that we remember Him, remember His ministry, all that He began in Him even from the beginning as a little boy. He didn't live to be too old. So he was still very, very young, but God has just given him for us. Remember some of the sermons on the mound, and remembering all the performance how he did miracles. I don't want to use the word perform, but miracles. How he did miracles, you know, so great. And remember him teaching on the Mount of Olives. We can go back and just read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Some of them do a repeated pattern of the stories. You know, they change the words just a little bit, but it's the same story. It's the same story. And we can just hear us, and most of our Bibles, if you have a Bible, have red letters. And these are his words. Those are the words of Jesus. And that spare time when Jesus was old enough, got to be 30, old enough to preach and gather, and crowds was gathered, he taught the word, and the Father gave him the word. He taught it, whether it's adultery, whether it's whatever it was needed, stealing, robbery, where there was killing, he taught that word. And his main word was to love despite of everything that is happening all around us. We yet got to love. He kept silent, you know, as he, you know, went from, traveled from town to town and just doing what God had just told him to do, you know, healing and deliverance without even recognizing that, oh, my goodness, he's a centurion. He's he don't supposed to be here with us, you know. He's a Roman. No, Jesus didn't have that. And we see that all around us, too. I mean, you know, we don't see the Romans, so to speak, but we see other nations and other culture that comes among us, around us, too. And we're to love as Jesus love. We're to give as Jesus gave. And I just thank God for, you know, this in a preparation for this week, for next week. You know, I know that we will probably, you know, more likely start our fast. And that's a good thing. Some people have come through a fast from Lent, from the Lent, Lent, which is Ash Wednesday, all the way up until Easter, or doing some fasting, or giving up something. You may hear more of I gave up my sweets. I'm not having sweets of this here, or that. So as we prepare for our Holy Week, you know, just take some time. When I was my girls was growing up, I used to take some time for Easter to sit aside and just read them about the triumphant of Jesus when he he was coming through coming to Jerusalem. I used to read that story. Now I think you can find most of that story in John 12. 12 through 50, you know, how when Jesus came through and they gave blessing, they blessed him. They called him Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that has come in the name of the Lord. And they, at that time, they had palms, and they just waved the palm. And I think we get that from, too, having Palm Sunday. On our Palm Sunday. But in other words, if this was a great triumph for Jesus coming at that time and being worshiped and being praised and being, you know, honored, you know, even though things were was about to turn around and not be good for what they were being able to see. But we see now that he has risen. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. He sits there, and we knowingly that Jesus is alive. It is alive. So that's why we get up in the morning and we cry out, we shout his name and we glorify his name, and we even though we ask for prayer for this or for that, and he told us to continue to ask him for prayer. You know, he said that, you know, he's going to make our burdens light. You know, Paul wrote, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for us. God said, I so loved the world that I gave my only begotten Son, you know, that we may have life and have it, everlasting life, and have the abundance of life. So therefore, we have a great reward in knowing who Christ is, because we are his very, very own. I love all the names that, you know, they constantly, they called him when Jesus, you know, was walking among with the disciples. And I just love the names. And one of the names they called him was Lord. And they called him so many names. He was, the Passover lamb, and he was the Lord. He was the master. He was so many names to all of us. But one of the names this was with one of the centurions came to him, and I know he was of a Roman leader, but one of his servants was very ill, and they said, the Bible says, he was near death. And I mean, this Roman centurion had heard that Jesus was in town, and so he just came up, and Jesus dropped whatever he had to come follow him. But the centurion said, "Well, I've known you. I believe you. I believe whatever you say, it is done." And he said, "Lord," he called him Lord. So it was just hard. I think this I wanted to say the centurion was one that was sick, and the centurion man came to him and said, when he said, "Lord," and he said, "Well, you have believed. You have the faith to believe. Go." And even before he got home or got to the place where the man was lying near death, he was up and healed. And so I just think about as we call on the Lord, you know, as we said, Lord, call him whatever we need to. All the names of the God, when we say God, not calling him anything, but saying Lord, if we have that need at that time. And I believe, you know, we as saints, see it. And we can pray for it, you know, things that happen all around us. Say, God, heal this, heal those people, heal their hearts and stuff, and never doubt that God is not healing. You know, he's doing a work. He's doing a work. He's doing a work every time we pray, every time something comes up. He said, you know, we don't just walk by sight, you know, things that we can remember, but we walk by the faith that we have, the faith that we have. You know, we believe with all things within our heart, just believe that he will heal them. Believe within our heart. You know, that's taken away from, you know, even just thinking in our mind, oh, this is going on, this required, this required, that this required. No, we believe with our heart. We have cried out to the Lord, Lord, this family, Lord Jesus, save this child of mine. God, Lord Jesus, do the work. And God will do just that. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the word of God say. So his word changes not. He's still on the throne, and no matter what what is before us to pray for, we can believe and know that God hears us. You know, Jesus paid that price for us. He taught. He taught on the Mount of Olives. He then he had sermons. You know, he talked, and then he had the sermons for them on these different mountains, mounds. And there were thousands and thousands of people gathered around because they knew that something was better. They knew that there was a light, and we too know that there is, that God is still on the throne, and we're going to glorify him and just magnify him and just see him do a mighty work. We honor him on the Holy Week, we give him glory for you know, the great things that he's done, and we remember him on his we remember his death. We remember him on the cross when you know, he said, you know, in so many words, his last seven spoken words. I'm going to try and read them right now. The last spoken words as we you know, continue to go on. I'm going to read the last spoken words, seven words that Jesus spoken. And I believe at that time he was on the cross there. So we're going to, I think the first one was in Luke 23:4. Okay, where Jesus spoke, said, "Father, forgive them." This was the first word, and that many people said, I believe it was the first one. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so, and it goes on down. It said, "And they divided his garment and cast lots upon him." And there were people standing, looking on. So, but that's one of the words there. And then I think in Luke 23:43, he said, this was the second one, I want to say the second one, Father, Jesus cries out with a loud voice, and he says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." These are some of the words that Jesus spoke, especially on some on Good Fridays, and many of the churches give services there. And so, and the third one was, "Woman, behold your son." This is when he looks down and sees his mother. And then another one, he speaks out. And that's from Matthew 27:41, where he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But in the beginning, he says, and I want to say it in another language, "Eli, Eli, Elamon Shabak," "my God," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" At the end, we know Jesus was getting to a point where he was thirsty, and he said, you know, "I thirst." He was thirsty, and then he got to the point where he said, "It is finished." And we hear these words, and we we remember him. We remember Jesus and who he is. We remember the bloodshed that he shed it for us. We remember that him so clear. There's so much to remember, so much that he gave in that little amount of time, those few years that he spent, you know, training the disciples and talking to them and trying to, each one had their own problems. We can sort of relate them to some of, you know, people in the church or our church member, or some of them relating to us in our lives that we doubt and go about not wanting to believe everything, you know, seeing things with our eyes and not with the heart of Jesus. So he taught, he walked, and he taught different things. But he most of all taught us, you know, how to pray the Lord's Prayer, which covered everything during that day. And these are prayers that we could just say in our sleep, or say in our waking moments, when we go into bed, the Lord's Prayer, pray that prayer. And that brings healing to us, that brings to let us know, Lord, these are words of Jesus. These are words of Jesus. When we, I know I, one of the things I've been working on this season is really just to love my brothers and love my sisters and to love beyond the ones that hate us, the ones that, you know, like we're driving down the road and then these cars jumping all over the place. And, you know, I want to say something ugly, but then Lord said, just love them because I got to love them and pray for them, you know, so that they won't go about and hurt the next person up the road. So so that is one of the things that I am learning as I share this message here. And I just thank you for listening. We're going to pray at the end. But we want to just take a time. You can give your prayer request. Don't let it be too long, but take a time just to remember what you want to remember at this great season as we know something is happening because we see the trees and the leaves greener. And then the storms, you know, they're tremendous. They're, you know, we hate what it does as the destruction of it. But these are moments that God do not want us to take our eyes off of him and what he's doing. He's doing all around us, what we can see that he's doing. He don't want us to take our eyes off. We have problems, but there's something bigger, you know, and there's something bigger that he wants us to continue to doing. As I read those scriptures, I just, you know, sit back and I just tried to get in the shoes of Jesus and just see how he was just kind of sit quietly and thought and prayed. He prayed all the time. So we're going to open up the lines and just, you know, take a moment, you know, give someone else time to speak and just share what you would have to share and then just give a quick prayer request at the same time so we can have everyone can share in. God bless you. You may open up your lines now. Hello.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I thank God just for the power of prayer. I thank God that I just searched myself, you know, and I did a retrospect of myself. And ask the Holy Spirit, there be any wicked thing in me to change me, to show me, to reveal it to me so that I can make it right. And even in death, God takes bad situations and turn it into good. There was some things that needed to be done, and through in by death last night of my niece, I was able to take care of some things and open up the lines of communication back through some of my relatives and stuff. So I just appreciate God just for even in doing that, you know, to making some things, amends and making things right. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I thank God for this time. Thank you, Sister Mary, for sharing the word, and it was so wonderful how you presented that, and just to know that Jesus did what he did when he was here, and those last words that he spoke are important to us. But a couple of things that you mentioned today just stood out to me because these are things that I like and focus on is that first of all, we have to love people, and Jesus loved us enough to come to this earth, and he showed us how to do that. And so we want to continue that. And then the prayer, you know, Jesus prayed so much, and so we're glad that he showed us by example to pray, and he taught his disciples how to pray. So I'm just glad that we have this platform to be able to continue our prayers. So I do appreciate you sharing this morning. And this morning, we do want to pray for the Dixon family. They had lost, that was Sister Gladys's niece who passed away. So we're going to pray for the Dixon family and pray for those families, my goodness, those families that lost their loved ones on yesterday in the school. I mean, it's just so many things that are happening across the nation. And we want to keep our nation in prayer because there are so many calamities and the weather is causing problems with people. And I believe this is a time for people to wake up and see that they need Jesus. So we want to continue to pray for those who are in need. So we just want to do that each and every day, you know, keep that in prayer. So keep our nation in prayer. And also my family who needs, a lot of them need Jesus Christ. And all of our families, we need to pray that our families will come to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to just, for a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. This is ALD, and I'm calling for prayer. I have a bad headache, and also for my hands and my knees. Thank you.
Okay, Linda D., thank you.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to continue to just pray for those who are going through bereavement and just having a hard time right now. I just want to keep them lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. We thank God for the word. I want to get prayer for the Henderson family. They're trying to go into operation this morning for to put a stent catheter in his heart, and for myself to feel better. Thank God for the word this morning. I appreciate it. And this is a holy time, you know, it's a very precious time. And we thank God because we're coming up on our fast, hallelujah, God, and it put our input in later. But we thank God for it. I like the scripture because it's prayer time. We're doing it today. But I thank God how God just lets you reflect on how good he was and how great he is and things that he do for us when we even young, before we got saved, that we will remember that God was there all the time. Didn't mean to take so long, but thank you. God bless.
Yes. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Horsley. I just wanted to say I thank God for the words, the prayers that has gone forth. And as you were expounding on the goodness of the Lord and how the his last seven words was so profound and powerful. And it just reminds us of how much God loves us. His love is so immeasurable. You know, it's just so awesome. And I just, as it was already said, it's a time that we need to reflect on our lives and make sure that we are truly living our lives pleasing unto the Lord more than ever because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And if we are his followers, we ought to be sacrificing more as well. We need to continue to be better sisters, better brothers, better wives, better mothers, fathers, and like family members. We have to really examine ourselves daily and ask God to help us to be better people for the glory of God. Because when we think about all the sacrificing he did for us on Calvary, even before he went to Calvary, he went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, hallelujah. And he's still healing the sick, raising the dead, hallelujah, because we were all dead in trespasses and sins, and now we're alive in Christ. So I'm just going to encourage everyone to please continue to live your best life in Christ Jesus, and please keep our family members in prayer for salvation, praying for salvation of those who are not saved, in our daily walk.
God bless you all. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Well, if there's no one else, we're going to take this time and to pray for the names that was called out, the Dixon family, those that are needs comforting, needs God's comforting words, that have lost loved ones. Yes. We're going to pray for our sister Linda for healing in her body. And we're going to pray for our sister Chris and her family, the boys. We're going to pray for the Henderson family and Pastor Mr. Henderson as he goes through our procedures this today. And we're going to pray for Pastor Heiser. And those and the prayers, just call them out. I'm praying for my sister Peggy. And let's open our lines up and begin to pray and take the ministry pray before we begin to get it at the top of the hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for loving us, oh God. God, we cry out, Lord God, for the prayers, oh Lord God, that have been called out, Lord God. You know, Lord God, each of them, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. Healing in our bodies, oh God. Healing in our sister Linda's body, Lord God. Jesus. And those that are fighting any kind of illness right now, God, we know that this is not too big for you, Lord God. You heal, we believe you're healing, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, right now for travel and mercy and grace, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for that little school, private school down in Nashville, Lord God, that you will cover them, Lord God.
We pray for Roger, Lord God. We pray for your mother, Abraham.
Celestial, for God. Benjamin, right now in the name of Jesus, for God. Yes, we're praying for them, for God. We're praying for these people, for God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, for God. Anointing, Lord God. We pray for a renewed anointing for each and
every
child, Lord God. Yes, for God. Renewed anointing
for your glory. Come down, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Mind, our soul, our spirit, for God. King of glory, King of glory, we worship you. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing.
And healing, deliverance,
thank you, Lord
people.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Say hallelujah.
Your work, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
World, we stand alone by the
spirit
of our mind, that we may do what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Well, we thank God for all that has been presented to him, all these prayers that have gone up before the Lord God Almighty. We thank you once again, our Minister Mary, for what you have shared this morning, for your leadership. We thank you for that today. And we're grateful for just the fact that the Lord has allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And as we're leaving today, I cover and seal every prayer and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I thank God today that for each and every sister and brother in Christ, that we reject every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. I decree today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. I decree today that we will continuously humble ourselves and pray and show love one to another in the name of Jesus. I decree that we will continue to cast our cares upon him because he does care for us. I decree that we will resist the devil and he will flee from us in Jesus' name. I decree that the Lord has given us the power to get wealth and our businesses are flourishing. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some will receive thousands of dollars and some hundreds of dollars according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree and declare that blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous and that the darkness is being removed from our nation as they come to the light of Jesus Christ. I decree today that we have the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I thank you so much for being here. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom, and we're grateful for what God did in sending his only begotten son. He sent, loved us enough to send him to this earth. Hallelujah. So he would be the propitiation for our sins. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And we will see you on tomorrow. Bring somebody with you and bring a praise and a prayer and some love when you come back tomorrow. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.